from Australia, from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious Bill Show Studios. It's time for the Bill Show Politics This Week. And now, here are your hosts, Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Oh, hello, Bill. Long time no talk.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah. But attention must be paid.
Attention must be paid, man. Attention must be paid.
Another famous Willie said that.
No, I think Willie Loman did. Didn't he?
That's him.
Didn't he end up dead?
Yeah. He did. It's in the title. So that's not a spoiler.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here we are once again to get you out of your depression and talk about the wacky world of
America. Or send you further down.
We'll fend you right down the tubes. Because this show has a clown car of craziness in the final days.
And we keep getting all these awards. You keep telling me about these awards.
Yes.
Are you making them up?
Ladies and gentlemen, no. My God, I think we said it before, and I'm sure I said it because it's the first time I've had this happen. But Feedspot.com has added not only the top 10 political satire podcasts, or the ones you must follow, but evidently there's a straight satire one, Randy. And the number one is like the BBC. This amazes me.
And what are we on that one?
We're number 12, I think, on that one.
So, okay.
There's some guy over at Feedspot who really likes us.
Yeah, and you just keep sending him those checks.
I keep sending them those big Bill Show checks.
If we had a sponsor, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
we wouldn't have to sound like Lindsey Graham begging for funds.
Hey, could we have a show where we just get to say anything we want and really be insulting sometimes, and you can latch your product onto this?
No.
You're going to see somebody there in the boardroom going, yeah, that's advertised on that show.
One of the funniest things I just saw was on Hannity.
Yeah.
He was talking to Lindsey Graham about the hearing for Amy Coney Barrett.
Did you watch Hannity? Said, you know, I told you to stop that.
And even Hannity put Lady G down. He said, Lady G was going, geez, I really need some money. I want people to send money to lindseygraham.com. And Hannity said, please, not on my show.
Yeah, Lindsey's... this has been so much fun. If you go on YouTube, you can see the debate with Lindsey Graham and his Democratic opponent that kicked the fucking shit out of him.
Poor Lindsey.
Ladies and gentlemen, for as long as we've had this show, we've had a certain theme for Lindsey Graham, and I think it might be time for Lindsey to go back to Tara.
He'll never be lonely again.
Lindsey, you've never been lonely again.
Oh, dear. I'll never be hungry.
Time for you to go to that great opportunist little prick in the sky.
But I don't know nothing about birth, no babies.
That's right.
Look, if Lindsey Graham... gets voted out of Washington, half the rent boys in D.C.
Oh, please. That's just a rumor. Please. Can we talk?
He's the only guy that has...
Oh, come on. No, he's perfectly straight.
Yeah, he's got a closet with a revolving door.
Look, I'm telling you, man. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. We're never getting a sponsor.
No, neither do I.
I'm going to tell you.
The
only check mark that Lindsey Graham doesn't have of a gay man in a closet is that he hasn't been featured on a rerun of Will and Grace yet. But actually, I thought about it, and he was. Because there's this little guy, and every time I can't understand. And I always think of Lindsey Graham. Anyway, it's 4 minutes in. Oh, my God, I can't stop talking.
We're just talking crap.
Could I have a bit of a news theme while we intro this cavalcade? Thank you very much. Yes, ladies. Yeah, thank you. So, yes, little Donnie has COVID, but everything is just fine, Randy.
But he walks on water now.
It's a miracle. And cured now. I don't know why. Meanwhile, I am the cure. Meanwhile, the White House has become one of those abandoned houses you see in The Walking Dead. And everyone's waiting for Stephen Miller's skeletal figure to stumble out of a pantry looking for human brains, and he's dying of starvation.
He's dying of starvation.
Not happening. After the debate, the poll shows that Donnie's hyperactive version of shitting a turd in front of 70 million viewers is going down like, shitting a turd in front of 70 million viewers. Since then, he's given a stream of consciousness ravings on Fox News. It sounds like the ravings of a supervillain in your choice of Bond film. We must prosecute them all. Them all. Come, kitty. Come. Yeah. Threatening to jail Obama, blubbering about Hillary's emails and conspiracies against the administration. It's like when Dave powered down the HAL computer in 2001, and instead of Daisy, it started going back to its original programming, screaming about Hillary Clinton. And just for good measure, Trump is organizing spreader events to kill his uninsured base.
Crazy.
I'm half crazy.
Hillary's emails. Hillary's emails.
Hillary's emails.
Hillary's emails.
Please don't do that, Dave. I have the fullest confidence in Regeneron.
Anyway, I'm sorry, we're going on. Yes. It's another day in the parallel universe written by Stephen King. Well, folks, our first story tonight is about a thing called Regeneron, Randy, and I really wanted to bring you to attention. As you know, we do that Trump went into Walter Reed Hospital, right?
Walter Reed.
Yeah, he just went in there
into the gold medal.
He went
ring,
in there, yes. And he was in. I'm not too. I'm feeling a little scratch. Oops, bit scratchy, and he got into his Donald Mobile and went over to. Yeah, I get the feeling that Trump really, because he's such a villain now. He should get his own kind of penguin mobile or something.
He flew there in Marine One.
So the penguin. He does kind of stand like a penguin. So the penguin went off to Walter Reed, and they gave him a lot of drugs, and then he started talking about a cocktail of drugs. Now, the guys at Walter Reed gave him a cocktail of drugs that first were unavailable to. Oh, I don't know. Any of the peasants out there? the new drug that they gave him was called Regeneron, and it's a drug developed for COVID. Coincidentally, the drug is made by a CEO that, ladies and gentlemen, knocked me over with a feather, that evidently Donnie's miracle drug. He knows the guys that make it. Here it is. CNN said Regeneron CEO Dr. Leonard Schleifer. Dr. Schleifer, I presume, and President Trump are indeed acquainted. The CEO has been a member of Trump's golf club at Westchester, New York. So, Donald, you want to plug into good stock, do you? Come with me, Donald. Really, I swear to God, that's what happens. And his company also...
He probably owns a million shares.
Yeah, no, but this is... No, he does. So and now they don't even try to hide it. And the company also received $450 million, Mr. Powers, in government funding in July as part of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed.
I guess Warp Speed, yeah.
It really does bother me that such a fucking dickhead is a Star Trek fan. That really fucking hurts me every time he says that shit. And it also...
Well, what about Space Camp? Or what was the name of his army?
Space Wars in Guller.
Space Wars, yeah.
Thursday nights, 8 o'clock.
Created by Gene Roddenberry. Yeah.
Space Wars. The president's warp speed... Oh, fuck, he's such a juvenile. He's got to keep going through movie references. What's next? Operation Spaceballs? Fucking hell. Plan to quickly develop a vaccine for other treatments for COVID-19. So Donnie gave this guy $450 million for his company. Cool. Meanwhile, Trump also recently owned shares in Regeneron. No shit. As well as Gilead Sciences, which is a maker of the antiviral drug remdesivir that the president is also taking, by the way.
Did you say Gilead?
Yeah, Gilead. Gilead.
Do you know that's the name of the country where The Handmaid's Tale is set?
You're kidding me. Gilead? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
they're all in the United States.
I told you, man.
Yeah.
Get the tinfoil hat out. I told you, man. It all comes together now.
Well, who's the other handmaid? Amy Coney Barrett.
I know.
They're called
Don't
handmaids.
Start me on her. All right, let's get through this, which explains this ad by the Lincoln Foundation. Now, the Lincoln Foundation... They're a bunch of old Republican guys, right? And Steve Schmidt is one of them. And Steve Schmidt was the guy behind, hey, let's put Sarah Palin on a ticket. So I've never had that much respect for Steve Schmidt. But I got to tell you, their fucking ads during this campaign cycle, wow. They are wow. And this actually is a fucking hilarious ad. This is the ad they came out with after everyone found out that Regeneron went, he owns stock in it and he's buddying boy over at the fucking golf club. Sersten von Evac III. You want some stock, Donnie? Donnie, you want some stock? I was nowhere near there. I was in Austria at the time. Mein Führer, I can walk!
Oh, dear.
That guy. So when it all came out that Donnie was linked to this guy, then they actually took his speech after he got out of the hospital. He said this thing about Regeneron. And I swear to God, when he said it, it sounded like a fucking ad. Well, the Lincoln Project cut it together, and it's a work of fucking genius. Here it is, Regeneron.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president. I got back a day ago from Walter Reed Medical Center. I went in, I wasn't feeling so hot. And within a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. A short 24 hours later, I was feeling great. And that's what I want for everybody. If you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, Regeneron. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. You're going to get better. You're going to get better really fast. Regeneron. Because I feel great. I feel like perfect. I want to get for you what I got. Regeneron. And you'll see some amazing things happen. You're going to get better. You're going to get better fast, just like I did.
Regeneron.
And that's the actual speech. They just cut it together, but that's it. And I'm sitting there going, it was easy to – that's not a parody. That's not an actor. That's him in the same speech doing this. And I'm thinking to myself, this is beyond parody. It really is. This is we're in a different zone here because what we're seeing on the news – used to be a Saturday Night Live sketch. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And
people watch Saturday Night SNL now for the news.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. It's like, it's amazing. I just find it incredible. Also, it's just lucky he didn't have stock in Oreos and motor oil. Otherwise, Otherwise, he'd be telling us to eat chocolate cookies and drink a liter of Texaco Premium 40 Weight.
Yeah, that's it. Along with the bleach.
Well, the thing I love about this is when he comes in, he actually says it. He says, "It's your favorite president." That's what you say when you're being sarcastic.
I know, he means it.
Oh, dear. It's like when you say, "Here's my really smart dumb brother Cletus," and here's the gorgeous, you know, it's. So anyway, Regeneron, God bless it. It's great.
Yeah, you know, one of his tweets was taken down within 1 hour by Twitter last week.
Yeah, no.
And, I mean, sometimes they would say, they would put up a disclaimer, but this time they actually took it down.
Yeah, they took it
down.
Donald
Trump tweeted, my blood is the vaccine.
What?
He tweeted, my blood is the vaccine.
Does this mean we have to kill him and drain his body?
I mean, That's what he said. And somebody took a screenshot of it. And it was there, but
the end of the world is not only a Stephen King novel. It's an 80s vampire movie.
No, it's the Omega Man.
It's the Omega Man, actually.
Where Charlton Heston died, and they all drank his blood and got better.
Did he actually say my blood
I'll
is?
I'll send
the,
it to you. I'll send it to you.
My he blood tweeted is that.
The vaccine. Yeah.
He thinks he's Charlton Heston in the Omega Man, really.
Yeah. Seriously. Or who was the later one? Will Smith. In the remake.
No, I'm sure it's not Will Smith. I'm not going to be a black guy. What are you talking about? Yeah. I don't go to those shithole countries. Fuck them. I'm Charlton Heston.
Oh, dear.
Cancer-ridden old fucking asshole. Repressed gay. Love my guns. That's who I am. Look at hell.
That's funny.
Anyway, in the spirit of fun, ladies and gentlemen, let's go forth to another story we have today.
Oh.
Here it is. White House, just to know that the Trump administration cares, really does care for you.
Only if you own stock in reserve.
I don't know. And the headline is, ladies and gentlemen, White House blocks CDC for requiring masks on public transport.
Why do they do that?
The order that would have mandated that both passengers and employees wear face coverings on planes, trains, buses, and subways, and in airport stations and depots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention drafted a sweeping order last month requiring all passengers and employees to wear masks on all forms of public and commercial transportation. You know, so you don't die. Or maybe kill your grandparents. It's a common sense technique picked up by almost every other fucking country in the fucking world. Did I raise my voice again?
I know. I got a little. My needle here went and hit the top. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Sorry.
It's okay.
Seriously, you know. I don't want to get started on that. But it was blocked by the White House, according to two federal health officials. So the White House nixed the idea that you guys should wear masks on public transport.
That's here, yeah. If you're going to do it, they just tell you. You just do it.
Yeah, really. Seriously. Why don't you just send people cyanide? You know, I mean, why don't you fucking do it?
Ah, the smell of bitter almonds.
Yeah, I know. We'll kill everyone. Yeah. That'd be good. The ruling surprised New York City officials that were looking to make COVID the only disease that you can't get by riding in a New York subway. Thank you very much. Thank you, Paul. Wait a minute. I'm going to do that. I should do that as Johnny Carson. I really should.
And I'll be Ed McMahon.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Privately, they hope that other pathogens present on the seats of New Yorkers, the seats in New York that they sit in public transport. I fucked the joke.
That's exactly what Johnny Carson would say.
No, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Ed, can we try that again? Can we try it again, Ed? Okay. Privately, New York City officials hope that other pathogens present on the seats New Yorkers sit on in subways will not tolerate the COVID pathogen on their turf and drag the disease to a dark alley where they can beat the crap out of it and steal its watch and wallet and leave it bleeding and weeping at the entrance of the 34th Street station.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Paul.
It wasn't really a Carson joke, was it? It was more or less.
It was more or less, so well. Yeah.
More or less an observation, really.
Really, really, that was terrific. That was terrific.
Okay. In other news, even while Trump's fans are plotting to kill Democratic governors, yes.
No, they're going to kidnap her and put her on trial.
That's true. Did you see the photos of these guys who were plotting to...
I saw 12 of them, and I think I only saw 3 brain cells.
It's like fucking central casting with you people. You know, I try not to generalize that all Trump supporters are fucking Cro-Magnon assholes who haven't, I don't know, bathed in 15 weeks and have a narrow ridge above their eyes and look like they were looking for the secret of fire.
Oh, dude, but they were so...
But if you keep this up, I'm just going to hold to that.
These are the guys that somebody airbrushed... dildos instead of their guns. Did you see those pictures a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was them.
Yeah.
And then
All I'm saying, you know, is that most of these guys would be for capital punishment. So I don't know. You know, if we could get it for kidnapping or plotting something, I don't know. We're not losing a cancer cure here. You know, I mean, that's why. That's one or two, three more gas station attendants in the fucking world.
They really are something. Why brothers and sisters shouldn't marry?
This is exactly what you would lose if one of those guys cacked it. You want fries for that? That's what you would fucking lose.
But this is Michigan. This is Michigan.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not
my
the South.
My cow's out back. Yeah. We're very close.
Don't drop the soap.
I'm sorry. People in the South sitting there going, I don't think that's funny, Bill and Randy in Australia calling us dumb. What'd you do, Cletus? I went to a Trump rally with 1,000 other people not wearing masks. Don't call me stupid. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
What did they call themselves? The Wiry Wolverines or something?
I don't know.
The Whack Job Wolverines. That's the name of their band. Their
yeah.
group.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, while Trump fans are plotting to kill Democratic governors spreading COVID and trying to arrest Hillary Clinton, Fox News chief Rupert Murdoch. Hey, Rupert Murdoch. You remember him.
I know him.
The guy who started all this shit, really. Yeah, he's the arch fucking cunt. He is. That's the one I will have the C word for him, man. Rupert fucking Murdoch. Fox News chief has been giving his regular blowjob to his number one fan, the orange Kathy Bates impersonator, brooding about his cock-a-doodie virus, and strapping Stephen Miller to a bed and forcing him to write his speeches. Here's the blowjob as Rupert and his friends struggle to keep their commander-in-chief hard so he can completely continue to fuck America. I don't know. I listened to this. And I lost all reason.
Is he still married to Jerry Hall?
Yeah. And what's the story? I said this before. Really, Jerry, you need the money that fucking bad.
No, she doesn't.
You know, I mean, what the fuck? You know, well, it's personality. Really? Satan? I don't want to judge Jerry Hall, but I don't know. Satan would kind of be bad for me to live with. Responsible for hey the grandchildren. They're not gonna have a planet. Hey, granddad fucked you over.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, Rupert Murdoch. Let me get back to it. Sorry, it's vent day.
It's
for
okay,
me.
Willie. It's okay.
Rupert and his friends. So this is the clip from Fox News of the jolly friends at Fox defending
fucking Trump while he's progressing to kill his own base. So here it is, kids.
Let me ask you this. You've been talking about how the president, you know, he wants to get back as soon as possible. He's been compared to the Energizer Bunny before.
He goes hard. He's the Energizer Bunny.
He's the Energizer Bunny, man. The guy just keeps going and going and going.
The guy is absolutely incredible. He's the Energizer Bunny.
He is the Energizer Bunny. I mean, this is a man of boundless energy, boundless enthusiasm.
I mean, he is bounding with energy.
Top of his game. I've never seen him more energized.
I feel confident knowing the president's health firsthand, that he's in great health, and the fact that he doesn't have a lot of these comorbidities or any of these comorbidities that speak of.
Look at how strong this guy is. We were saying about the president. Looking at President Trump.
I think a lot of people who really look up to President Trump could be inspired by him overcoming this at 74 and being overweight.
When you're given lemons, make lemonade. And the irony is that he may be more focused and disciplined.
America will overcome just as he is overcoming this illness.
On the brink of a world war, Franklin Delano Roosevelt proclaiming, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." The great Winston Churchill echoed this fearless call to action, a powerful address, victory at all costs, victory in spite of all terror.
Oh, I'm a powerful president. I'm Roosevelt. I'm Churchill. Oh, oh yes, yes. Oh yes, I'm so virile. Oh, oh, Sean, Sean, did I come in your mouth again?
Oh God.
Rupert does it to me every day. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sean. Usually I have a danger sign. I kind of like, I make a train whistle. Woo, woo. Melania knows, she hates it. Especially when I miss the station. Anyway!
it takes a siding.
Oh, come on, dear. It's a blowjob. It's a nonstop Trump. They're talking to him. They're talking to him. They're literally filleting the president on national television. I mean, don't you?
He's really, the Energizer Bunny.
You're saying, oh, Bill, that's a sexual reference. I'm really uncomfortable. No, that's what it is. I am a man of 61, and I know a fucking blowjob when I see it.
74. Mm.
You're so virile. You're so powerful. Powerful, Bill, virile. Bill. Oh, Donnie, do it to me. You know, man, it's just...
Are you the Energizer Bunny or are you Bugs Bunny?
And the last thing I wanted to say after hearing that fucking filth is I wanted to basically read. I'm just going to read this thing because we're running long. I don't know why. All right, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Schmidt, who is the guy in charge of the Lincoln Project. And I really wanted to do something about how the Lincoln Project stuff is just incredible ads. The Democrats don't run. Democrats run those reasonable ads, you know. Think of the children. You know, I remember that ad, Donnie, for against Donald Trump that Hillary ran, you know. And it just showed him saying all this, you know, usual evil shit. And the kids going, looking and going, oh, well, what would our kids think? Well, they're going to think that what was on yesterday is on today. You know, I mean, come on, kids have been around television and listening to a lot of evil shit for a lot of time, you know, so it just runs past them, really. But what you really needed to do was to fucking go at him, because we assume that everybody, as Democrats, we assume that everybody cares what their kids see, right? And then you find out that, you know, some mother of some Trump supporter decided to drive the kid to a riot to shoot people. So, you know, yeah, it's different.
And she took a gun as well.
And she took a gun as well. So, but that belays the point. I like the Lincoln Project's ads. And as long as they want to spend $60 million that they raise and throw it at Trump near the end of this election to burn his ass, I'm for it. Yeah, so Randy, this is the tweet actually. By Mike Schmidt. I said it was Steve Schmidt. I was wrong. It's Mike Schmidt. And what he does to Trump is just really awful. This is like championship wrestling. You know, this is like, I'll just go. All right. So in response to getting a tweet of criticism from the president of the United States, Mike Schmidt, who gets these ads together, wrote this back to him. You've never beaten me at anything. This is our first dance. Did you like it, Kavita? We are so much better at this than you, your trade team of crooks, wife beaters, degenerates, weirdos, and losers.
He left out pedophiles.
No, wait, it gets better. You are losing. We heard you loved Evita. You saw it so many times. Where are you going to live out your years in disgrace? Will you buy Jeffrey Epstein's island? One last super special deal from him? Or will you be drooling on yourself in a suite at Walter Reed? Maybe you'll be in prison. I bet you fear that. The Manhattan District Attorney may not be around to cover for you or your crooked kids anymore. Eliza Orlins doesn't believe in different sets of rules for the Trumps. What about the State Attorney General? You know what you've done. Oh, Donald, who do you owe almost $500 million in personally guaranteed loans to? It's all coming down. You think in your disgusting family are going to be in deal flow next year? Are you really that delusional? You are lucky. It's fucking beautiful. You are lucky Chris Wallace interrupted you after Biden said you weren't smart. You started to melt down. That's the place that hurts the most, right? Fred Sr. knew it.
Your mother knew it too, yeah.
Fred Sr. knew it. You've never spent your whole you've spent your entire life trying to prove it, but you aren't very smart. You couldn't take the SAT on your own. What was the real score? 950? We both know you know. Are the steroids wearing off? Is the euphoria fading? Do you feel foggy, tired? Do you ache? How is the breathing?
I bet you Schmidt couldn't read it as well as you just did.
Oh, my God. I love this. Are you watching TV today? Wait a minute. Jack Nicholson should do this. Are you watching TV today?
TV today.
we will have some nice surprises for you.
Yeah. One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Really?
FLU flew.
Yeah. Well, let me try it here. Yeah, here we go. Everyone is laughing at you. You're a joke, a splendid moron turned deadly clown. Do you watch Martha McSally in her debate against American hero, fighting pilot, test pilot, astronaut, Captain Mark Kelly? She is so embarrassed by you. Yes. She is ashamed and full of self-loathing for the choice she made in falling you over a cliff. She is in free fall now. She will lose, like most of them, because of you.
You.
We hear... No, there's more, man. This is like, man, okay.
Oh, I know there's more, yeah.
We hear from the White House and the campaign every day they are betraying you. Oh, my God. Pushes buttons, why don't you? They are looking to get out alive and salvage careers and their names. It's Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner versus Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle on the inside. They are at war over scraps and who gets to command what will be the remnants of your rancid little cult. It's almost over now. You are the greatest failure in America. American history. You are the worst president in American history. Disgrace will always precede your name. Your grandchildren and great grandchildren will grow up ashamed of their names. One day, I suppose there will be some small and not much visited library that bears your name. It will be the type of a place where a drunk walks by, staring at the wall for a minute before deciding it is beneath his dignity to piss on. That is what is waiting for you. Kids, oh, no. Get out here, man. Get out here. Get yeah, out here, kids. Let's give
Mark Schmidt. Oh,
my God. No. Mark Schmidt. I don't care, man. You're,
Mark Schmidt.
Leave it to a Republican. Okay. And then he goes, Joe Biden is a better man. He's smarter. He's winning. Do you remember when you didn't want to name Donald Trump Jr. Donald because you were worried about him being the loser named Donald? You are right about that. He is, but it is you who will be remembered as America's greatest loser. You will be crushed in the election. Shh.
Is he for real?
That is Mike Schmidt, former staffer for Romney and organizer of the Lincoln Project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
But can you imagine a Democrat saying that? No. A liberal. Well, yeah, but there are, you know, even Bernie wouldn't say it like that. This is street fight shit. This is
The gauntlet is down. That guy's great.
No, but it's old shit between the families, you know? It's like the old Republican Party. And now there's a satisfaction. A, they want to get out as out of any guilt for what they did to, you know, make the Republican Party receptive to a man like Trump. But,
yeah.
But B, they have loathed certain McCain elements, just loathed Trump. And now, and no one can slag shit like a fucking Republican, man. Now that is incredible.
But that is brilliant.
Yeah, it is brilliant. Anyway, listen, we're gonna get that's my bit, and we're gonna play a little comedy for you, and we're gonna
nothing can follow that. I'm sorry. I refuse. I'm wimping out, Willie. You're the man. You own the internet. Yeah, that's it.
I'm so down. Okay, yeah. we're gonna be back, and Randy's brought a little stuff with us, and we'll be back in a minute, guys.
Yeah, just a minute.
Louie the Fly, I'm Louie the Fly. Straight from rubbish tip to you. Spreading disease with the greatest of ease. Straight from rubbish tip to you. I'm bad and mean and mighty unclean. Afraid of no one except the man with the cannibal team. I hate that word, morting.
Hey, Bill Show listeners, it's Louie the Fly here, the star of the VP debate. It was getting kind of boring, so I decided to fly in and give Kamala a hand. I'm her wingman. See what I did there? Fly in, wingman. I swept in and landed on his head. I moved on him like a bitch, a big pile of dog shit, or a piece of rotting meat. When you're a fly, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab him by the dead pussy. I fucked him too, right on the top of his head. Man, that Penske will be picking maggots out of his hair for weeks. Gotta fly.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time once again for Randy's Rant.
Randy!
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, God.
I'm ranting. I got those twirlers going in concentric circles.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sitting here. We're actually doing the.
And you can
see, we're doing the podcast, and he's on Apple fucking camera thing that he has here, and he's twerking his nipples through a garden shirt. It's face really. This is such a class act, this show.
You keep telling them we should show them.
No.
Why are we doing this show anymore?
I mean, yeah, we're going to do some more video shows. It's just a matter of timing.
Stevie Wonder's people called up and said, why did you imitate Ray Charles and not Stevie. So I've got to do it again with the dark glasses. Oh, yeah,
we'll do the dark glasses again for you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, of course. All right. Well,
all right.
Ladies.
All right, now.
It's that part of our day, so rant time, Randy.
Here I am. Okay. I just wanted to back announce that little sketch that you heard.
Mm.
Louis the Fly in Australia, in case you don't know, because half our listeners, more than half of our listeners are not Australian.
No.
Is an icon. In 1955, he started as a radio commercial because the TV here started in 1956. And one of the first commercials was Louis the Fly. And he was just bad and mean and mighty unclean.
Yeah, I know. He's great.
And the only thing, it was an ad for a fly spray.
Yeah.
Anyway, they finally had to kill it in 2011. I mean, I kid you not. The Australian people would not let it drop. It'd be like killing Mrs. Marsh.
Yeah.
Or the Folgers lady.
Well,
or
what can we say
American.
In America comparison would be? You know, what's a character in a commercial that everyone loves so much?
Oh, the Tony the Tiger for Sugar Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley for Grape Nuts. You know, that kind of shit. Hey,
anyway,
I'm regular
so
every day.
Fly,
trust me. You know?
And as soon as I saw the Mike Pence thing with the fly taking the debate, I thought, oh, I'm going to have to do something about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just...
So, so anyway, that's who Louis the Fly is, an absolute icon in Australia. For nearly 60 years,
found his way to Mike Pence's hair. Hey!
Yeah, if you well, see, in America, they wanted Jeff Goldblum on Saturday Night Live to be the fly because he was the fly in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, anyway, Louis the Fly, just ask Google. You'll see Louis.
Yeah, yeah. You can actually get one of the commercials. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm Louis. Anyway, so that's who I was.
Okay.
I was Louis the Fly.
So what do you got for us first up?
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I still, every week, think that's got to be the last thing. Trump has done the worst thing. Mm. And then he tops it.
He tops himself.
And
I mean, we wish,
well,
but
I wish,
no.
Yeah, you wish. But
we're praying.
I don't know what to do. You know, I really thought the suckers and losers comment about American soldiers and veterans things like that. I really thought that would be it. Yeah. That would kill it.
Right? Didn't?
No, it didn't. It went through to the keeper, and they said, "Well, locker room talk or whatever it was." And I don't know. I think we just had to wait till the election. Get rid of the bum, I hope.
I view this election as fuck or fight for the planet. It is. It's just like...
Housekeeping. Yeah, housekeeping.
Smoke them if you got them, otherwise.
I saw this really funny thing about what if Donald Trump was the captain of the Titanic? which you just about... Okay. Donald Trump is the captain of that Titanic.
Yes.
You ready? Number one, there is no iceberg. Number two, we won't hit the iceberg.
No, no.
Number three, I knew it was an iceberg before anyone else knew.
I knew that. I knew it was an iceberg.
No one knows icebergs better than I do.
I know the best icebergs.
Penguins brought the iceberg here from China. Yeah. No one. Could have predicted the iceberg.
No one could have predicted it. What were the chances in the Arctic? What?
we cannot allow an iceberg to stop our ship.
Okay.
The crew is spreading fake news about the iceberg.
Ah, yeah.
That's the crew.
Yeah.
I'm afraid some of you have to drown.
Yeah, that is friggin' obvious. That is not a joke. Not a joke. Not a joke. And
I'm the best captain. Ask anyone.
Ask anyone who isn't dead. Ask anyone in this lifeboat that I'm with.
I just enjoyed that because it was.
And by the way, if he was captain of the Titanic, you know, he'd be the guy who would be throwing little kids out of the lifeboat so that he and his family could get into it.
Or the one that dressed up as a woman.
Yeah. It was Rudy Giuliani in drag trying to get on a lifeboat.
Ripped the dress off Rudy Giuliani. And,
no, my name's Josephine.
Anyway, okay, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we would go over the mind of a stable genius.
Okay.
Smart. Don't use the word smart with me.
No, you're smart.
Don't you ever use the word smart.
It's one of my words.
Donald Trump. 24 things the president believes.
Okay. Can I have a drum roll? Can we have some drum rolling here or something like that?
No, please don't. just a fart noise.
All right, Paul. 24 things. Okay. Here you go.
Okay. Now, this New York businessman turned politician, I use both things loosely because he's no businessman.
No.
And I doubt that he's a politician. But here are 24 of his professed beliefs over the last three and a
half
years.
Where is this from? Is this from anywhere?
I know it was gathered by just off the internet.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
One, the U.S. should openly use waterboarding.
Yes, he has said that. Good idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Off.
Okay. And okay, number two, Mexico should pay for the Great Wall.
Right. Of China.
He still says that. Yeah. There's only 2 or 3 miles of it actually built, believes it. Three.
Yeah.
Muslims should not be admitted to the USA.
No.
He still believes it.
He still believes it.
Number four,
he
saw from 7-Eleven Arab Americans cheering the attacks of 9-11.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he says that he saw.
He still believes it.
Oh, no, he definitely saw. There was a. Buildings were falling.
At 7-Eleven,
At 7-Eleven. And that is true. That's a true story.
Yeah, it's all true. Obamacare.
Yeah, go ahead.
Obama, and he also said 7-Eleven.
He said 7-Eleven instead of 9-11. I was hungry.
The hot dogs.
And all those terrible, buildings went down. You want a Slurpee? Good night, Johnny.
All right.
Your guy.
Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, is a disaster.
Oh, disaster. People might get health care. Fucking hell.
It's not, but.
No, we know it is. It's not.
And mostly for his supporters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Climate change is just the weather. Oh, you've been reminded.
Oh, Google's reminding me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Okay, fine. I got Hal, the computer, in the next room, and he does that. I swear to God, I'm sorry about that. I'll edit that out.
Hal, but now Hal is Helen, is it? Yeah. Hal.
Go.
Hal. Yeah, okay. Climate change is just the weather. Climate change is just the weather.
Climate change is just the weather.
The world would be better off if Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi were still in power.
Yeah, and even more better off if they shared an apartment in Manhattan and fell in love. You know, cute meat.
Well, you know, Gaddafi had his own tent in Central. He wanted to put a tent in
Central. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
When he came to visit the United Nations.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a situation comedy, man. Just is. Okay, go.
I actually wrote this. I wrote the script.
Yeah.
Illegal immigrants should be deported. He still believes they should be deported.
Oh, deport them all. Fuck them.
Syrian refugees could be a Trojan horse.
For what?
Well, because they were so close to Troy, which was in Turkey. But anyway.
What? They're a Trojan horse. Whether they're a Trojan horse.
Oh, sorry. I'm being obtuse.
Oh, yeah. No.
Syrian refugees could be a Trojan horse.
For what?
He says that the Paris attacks prove that even a handful of terrorists posing as migrants could cause catastrophic damage. And so he opposes the resettling of any Syrians in the U.S.
Wow.
So there you go. Vladimir Putin is a real leader.
Oh, yeah. With real nipples.
And
a huge, massive ding-dong.
His ass tastes like...
He's got a massive ding-dong. The biggest ding-dong I've ever seen. Very virile.
But with Trump, it hardly touches the sides, I reckon.
Call me. I'm so alone.
Taxes should...
No one talks to me anymore. It's the Adderall and cocaine, and I don't know, I never got a dog, so I'm all alone.
He's the only president who never had a dog.
Yeah, that's right.
All he's got is malaria and Barron.
Yeah, but he does have Mike Pence, so, you know. Yeah. That's good. Come here, Mikey.
Or Mr. Brown Nose, as they call him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Taxes. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, it's your Tourette's.
That's my Tourette's. This is my Mike Pence impression. Get off my leg. Get off. Sorry, right. Sir. Get off my leg.
Yeah. Number 11.
What?
Number 11.
Number 11.
Taxes should be reduced for everyone.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Well, down to $750.
How many of these are there? Because I get a.
Okay, all right.
Let's go through a few of them.
I'll rush it.
Yeah, all right.
Hedge fund managers are getting away with murder.
Yes. That's true.
China should be taken to task over a number of trade-related issues and the coronavirus.
Not so much the
coronavirus. It's their fault.
Not so much the coronavirus. Not so much. It's viruses aren't nationalities. Fucking stupid.
The Black Lives Matter movement is trouble.
For you, yes.
right here in River City. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Once you get those black people, and all the minorities actually unifying with the poor people,
if you started to have black people doing open carry with AR-15s,
oh God,
there would be gun control so fast.
So quick, your head would swim.
What about women? If women carried AR-15s to abortion clinics,
there
would be gun control so fast.
You just can't. You can't do that to your baby. Step the butt back.
Okay.
Step the fuck back, motherfucker.
Stay out of my vagina, motherfucker.
Go ahead, make my day. I'm having an abortion. You want to talk to me about that?
You talking to me?
You talking to me? Yeah. Yes, I believe all young women who want to have an abortion in Texas should be given a gun. Go ahead.
I am worth $10 billion.
He's not. Maybe two.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. No, I think it's probably $1.5 billion.
Okay, veteran health care in the U.S. needs a major overhaul.
Yes, that's correct.
Lobbyists should be restricted.
Absolutely.
They're lined around the... Well, no, but they're not in his case. They're all lined around the
block. No, because half the things he says he's for... you got to understand... This is one thing when we read lists like this, they're kind of invalid because... You know, Trump will say...
He does just the opposite.
Trump will say he's for fucking mayonnaise on ice cream on Thursday and, genocidal war against a minority on Friday. He doesn't give a shit. It isn't about that. It isn't about what he believes. It's about the fact that the guy's a psycho whose father didn't like him. So that's it, man.
Oh, no.
No.
All right.
Go ahead.
I am a really nice guy.
He believes that he's a really nice guy.
Yeah. His recent book, Crippled America, it should be retitled, I Crippled America.
But here's the idea. How lacking in self-awareness can you have when you say you're a really nice guy and people have literally written a library of fucking books about how much of a big fuck you are? I mean, it's not just like people talking near the water cooler. People have written fucking multi-volume sets on you being a cunt.
Okay, young William.
What? Go ahead.
Let me give you the full quote.
Okay.
From Crippled America.
Yeah.
Subtitled I Crippled America.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a really nice guy, believe me. I pride myself in being a nice guy, but I'm also passionate and determined to make our country great again.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. It's bullshit. Everything he says is bullshit.
He says that was actually his opening monologue on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I don't care.
He also said the same thing in the Washington. Okay. He could not have groped an unattractive woman.
hey, listen, man, I saw what your father grew up to, okay? Hermit.
Do I look like a guy that needs prostitutes?
I swear to God, you want to get a picture of those frighten the shit out of you, like straight out of Beetlejuice shit?
His mother.
Fuck, man, that's Beetlejuice shit. That is really fucking Bride of Frankenstein, motherfucker. I swear to God.
Yeah, but
it's her. And
she had his number too. Like she said, don't trust this guy. He's stupid.
You know, but the thing was, is that if you went home and you were dating Trump and you met, you know, Morticia and Lurch. I mean, wouldn't that fucking... I mean, come on. Okay. We're not dealing with really great DNA here. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, Tokyo and Seoul should have nuclear arsenals.
Ah, yeah, let's give more... List nuclear arsenals. Yeah, give nukes.
NATO is a ripoff.
No, that's not.
NATO is a ripoff.
Yeah, but it's part of your fucking empire. It has kept it
doctors,
safe.
Doctors should be punished for administering abortions. Not the people that have.
But he doesn't believe that. He doesn't believe any of this shit. He was a pro-abortionist when he was a Democrat.
I know.
He doesn't believe any of this shit. Nothing. He believes in nothing. He believes in power. Okay. It's like asking a shark what it believes. It doesn't believe anything. It does anything.
It just believes that things are tasty.
It does anything to devour because a shark needs to devour to keep living. And that's him.
Okay.
He's a fucking
The RNC.
Id.
All right.
That's all he is.
The RNC is stacked against me.
Now, maybe. Okay. I don't think so. Was it?
Why? They love him. Yeah.
No. The RNC created Trump. The RNC created him. Trump is the fucking afterbirth that comes after 20 years of Fox News. Yeah. You forget all this other shit. You know, I mean, these guys were around.
And the last thing.
Yeah, anyway, go.
The last thing he believes, which I think is the most ridiculous, is that they should raise the minimum wage.
What? I think they should raise the minimum wage.
No. He thinks it should be raised.
Trump?
Do you know?
Why hasn't he done it?
You know, it's still at $7.25 an hour. It's because Home Depot and Walmart.
Oh, fuck Home Depot and Walmart.
Amazon, they wouldn't allow it.
Richard Bezos just became a trillionaire.
Yeah.
A fucking trillionaire. One person has $1 trillion. Yeah. One person does not need $1 trillion. It's immoral. It's completely immoral. And for that same fucker that owns the fucking Washington Post, to have $1 trillion and have to be forced to pay his workers
taxes,
a decent wage.
But he doesn't pay taxes.
And he doesn't pay taxes.
Not even $750.
Hey, all the things that we talked about, you know, like when we were doing shows when Bernie was around, those haven't gone away. But, you know, we're putting those to one side right now to kind of get rid of the fact that we might be dead tomorrow if, you know, you know, Bozo the Clown with the nukes.
Yeah, Orange Julius.
Orange Julius is that his brain sucked.
Has a flip,
doesn't blow us up first, you know. It's not really a good time, you know. It really hasn't been a good time. Yeah, all right.
Well, he's threatening to go after Iran.
Oh, God, he's been coming himself over. Iran is the punching bag. Why do you think that suddenly Israel makes peace with Saudi Arabia? Israel makes peace with Saudi Arabia because it's surrounding Iran, because Iran's developing fucking nukes now. Iran will have the nukes in the next 6 months. North Korea came out with an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of hitting the United States and showed it on parade the other day.
Yeah.
So that's the shit that President Biden is going to have to fucking
deal with. Yeah.
All right?
Or President Harris.
We ain't through this yet. Even if we get rid of Orange Julius here, we've got climate change. We've got a Mideast policy that's bent toward turning the Mideast into a fucking regional nuclear war, if not worse.
Yeah.
And you got North Korea, who's batty than batshit and always has been.
Yeah.
Because they're all paranoid. It's a cult.
The hidden kingdom, or whatever it's called.
And, you know, I mean, if you press cult members into a pocket, you know, who knows what? Who knows what they're going
to? It's what's going to. Did you see the size of those missiles? Who's got penis envy?
They had 28 wheels, 28 axles.
Yeah, I know. They were massive.
Yeah, okay. But they're, you know, the kids don't have electricity.
Anyway, that's my list of things that Trump believes, and just one of those should have got his ass kicked.
Well, that's about all the time we have for, because we've... We're at an hour right now. So we're going to have to...
Yeah, let's let him have a break.
Let's let him have a break. Guys, thank you for listening. This has been an extra long show because we had a lot of stuff to deal with. We hope that you like the show, and we hope that you recommend it to your friends. You can listen to us, of course, on your favorite provider, whether it be iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes.
Can I ask our listeners, if you know somebody with $1 million that wants to sponsor a couple of hungry podcasters... We only need a couple of
just
hundred.
Just need a sponsor. That's it. That's all we need.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm investing in a casino. Okay, guys. We'll see you. So long. Till next time. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Yeah, love you all. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.